You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
We are back, Dr. Stella Emmanuel, with this segment I call Bible Science and Current Events. Before I go ahead, I just want to thank God for Alex Jones giving me the honor. It's always an honor to be able to host the show and bring information to the American people. And so I want us to talk about some of the things that are happening like in the medical front right here in America right now. I think we're dealing with a whole bunch of viruses. I talked about a trifecta or tripledemic. I call it tripledemic or trifecta. That means they're coming at us in three ways. But there are many other things that are happening. They have right now in Massachusetts, they have something about the Eastern Equine virus and also the West Nile virus that is happening in Massachusetts that they are shutting. These are mosquito-bound diseases. So they are giving curfews after 6 p.m. for people not to come out of their houses so that they don't get bit by mosquitoes. And of course, we know about Bill Gates and his mosquito farms producing GMO mosquitoes. And I think that this is affecting our regular, you know, the local mosquitoes and bringing diseases that we're not supposed to have. I do believe, too, that the second thing that is causing these strange diseases to have an increase, like dengue fever has been around for a little bit, but this year there's a lot more dengue in it, almost like a 100-fold increase in dengue fever in America. And that's also a mosquito-borne disease. I believe that the open borders is having a great contribution to some of the strange diseases that we're experiencing in the country right now. Because, you know, I'm from Africa. I came to this country. I went through whatever it took for me to do my paperwork and make sure that I'm here legally to become an American citizen. I've been here for 32 years. But a lot of the people that are jumping in through the border, they are not getting screened like when you come in through the regular way so that they will screen you and make sure that you're not coming with crazy diseases. They are not even getting screened to see whether they are not bringing some wild plants and everything. When you travel out of the country and you're coming back, they check you to make sure you're not bringing any crazy plants or seeds or something. So right now, there's a lot coming into the country right now that we don't know about. And so we're having increased diseases that we usually would not have. And of course, I know the globalists are happy to have as many diseases as possible, because the more diseases we have now, they practically, Albert Bourla or something, the head of Pfizer was very happy to tell us that they want mRNA vaccines for just all other kind of vaccines. They want them to be mRNA. So the more crazy diseases come into the country, or the more crazy diseases we experience in the country, the more they can use to push the mRNA vaccine and make sure that everybody takes a vaccine. As I was ending last segment, I was talking about the need to not be fearful, because right now, most of the things that they have, we cannot have things that can help you mitigate them. But what if they throw out a disease where there's nothing for us to do to mitigate it? Would you just run and go take a vaccine because there's no way out? Right now, like I said, we have COVID, we have bird flu, Zika, or other viruses. Whether it's COVID, bird flu, West Nile virus, the encephalitis virus, Zika, dengue, they are all single-stranded RNA virus. And I want to tell you people this about single-stranded RNA viruses. These viruses are sensitive to zinc. Zinc can take care of single-stranded RNA viruses. And because they are sensitive to zinc, a lot of people can build immunity against these viruses. We just have one little problem. Zinc does not enter the cell. So the zinc that you eat in your regular food or the ones you take in supplements, they don't enter the cell. Zinc needs a transport system. That is why we have something like quercetin. One of our supplements called Covivites is vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. What it does is that it opens zinc channels and allows zinc to get into the cell that will help build your immunity against these viruses. So most of these RNA viruses, basically, zinc and quercetin can build your immunity against them. If you go on drstellamd.com, we have it in Covivites. We also have something that we put together is called Viraimmune Plus. We had put that together because when we heard about Ebola, Marburg, and dengue, these are hemorrhagic fevers. They are also, yes, RNA viruses, but the cover of the virus can be mitigated with proteases and peptides. So we put some random proteases and peptides in ViraImmune Plus that can help build your immunity, apart from things like astragalus, echinacea, and stuff like that. So we have that. And then, of course, when we started hearing about monkeypox in 2022, I went on the NIH website. I usually do that. I go on the NIH website when they say anything is coming out. I go and find out studies that they've done about it, whether there are any things I can do to help. And I read journals all over the world. So we found out that there was a medicine called pitcher plant, Sarracenia purpura. No, not a medicine, a supplement. Sarracenia purpura. It's called pitcher plant. It's a carnivorous plant that grows in America. I tried to grow it on our ranch, but I guess, you know, because we're in the temperate zone. I think we're in the tropical zone. I think in the temperate zone, it grows pretty well. So they're able to grow it and then make it in a tea or put it in a tincture. So we did something. We prepared something called pox defense. So initially, we couldn't find somebody to make it for us. And then we found a naturopathic doctor that was able to order it from the Amish and then, you know, harvest it and prepare it for us. So it's called pox defense. It has Sarracenia purpura. If you go online, you look at this, just click there, smallpox, Sarracenia purpura, you will see it, or smallpox and pitcher plant. You will see a study that was published in The Lancet, a study that was published in the NIH, talks about this, 19th century plant that helped to deal with smallpox when, you know, smallpox was raging in America. So we've been able to extract it and put it in pox defense. So what I have tried to do for me, what I do personally, you know, I take Covilite, because Covilite is something that we put together for people that had COVID long symptoms. It's like one of our most amazing supplements. It has all the vitamins you need. It has all the minerals you need. It helps you with brain fog. It has resveratrol. It has CoQ10. It has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. It has things like N-acetylcysteine. It has pomegranate. It just has a lot of things. It has guarana, which is like a natural occurring caffeine. So it's like getting an energy drink or getting your coffee in a healthy way. So when we put Covilite together, we did it because of people that were having COVID long symptoms and getting brain fog and tiredness. So we put it together to help those people. Then I started taking it and realized it was really good. So I take my vitamins in Covilite. So now what we've put together is something I call, for me in particular, that I like the Covilite drink. I don't like taking pills, you know, if I can avoid it. So I like the Covilite drink. So I put Covilite and ViraImmune Plus and the Pox Defense, and I mix it in a drink, and I'm able to drink it. And I take that daily, and I've not really been sick. And then in the evening, most of the times, I will do my medicinal herbs, like, you know, moringa, turmeric, and all that stuff, mix it in a tea and drink it. And as for the past 4 years, I've taken care of COVID patients. My family members run to my house when they get sick. I just have never been sick. And it's because I've been taking the vitamins that I need. And if I'm going into a crowd, I take hydroxychloroquine. I have screamed from the rooftop to everybody. And if you're listening to me, if there's anything I want you to do, is to make sure you get hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin in your medicine cabinet. You see all these RNA viruses, hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin can take care of it. Get it in your medicine cabinet, because till today, people are still getting sick from COVID. It's crazy. And they are still not giving them the medicine that they need. Pharmacists are still not wanting to fill the prescriptions. Most doctors are still terrified about prescribing it. There was an article a few weeks ago that the AG of New York wants to ban doctors from prescribing ivermectin, although she actually doesn't have the legal right to do that, because once a medicine has been approved for use in America, you can use it off-label as a physician for anything. That is the reason why my team and I have been able to continue prescribing hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin to the whole of America, because we know that, you know, once these medications have been approved, once we give you adequate informed consent, we have the right to be able to prescribe it to you. So I have doctors that will see you in all 50 states, pharmacists that will ship to all 50 states, because regular pharmacies will not fill this prescription. So America, please listen to me before things get crazier, before you get sick. till today, people are still calling me that they can't breathe, and that just hurts me. I just don't think that at this time you should be getting sick from COVID or any of these other stupid viruses which are sensitive to hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. So if you go on my website, you can either get hydroxychloroquine by itself, you can get ivermectin by itself. Some people like hydroxychloroquine, some people like ivermectin. I'm a hydroxychloroquine person. But if you want to get the whole package, you can get when you get sick, we want you to take everything. We usually give you hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, budesonide, which a lot of people use, and it was able to help them breathe. And then Z-Pak, we have that. Then we have a pulse oximeter where you can use to check your oxygen, which is what usually really makes people go down when they get COVID. And then, of course, we have this beautiful nebulizer, a handheld nebulizer. If you just press it, you see, yeah, it's really beautiful. You know, and it's a handheld nebulizer that you can charge with your power bank in case we don't have power. So this all come in a package as the COVID complete pack. So everybody needs to get that. Put it in your medicine cabinet. Keep it right there. Don't wait till something crazy happens. We also have prescription medicine that you can get, 7 antibiotics you will need in an emergency. Put it in your medicine cabinet. I tell people, in your preparedness, be spiritually prepared. Be physically prepared by having food, water, and everything that you need. Be medically prepared. If you go on my Twitter handle, Stella_Emmanuel, you're going to see a Twitter space that I did called Over-the-Counter Medicines You Will Need in an Emergency. Open that Twitter space, listen to it, take notes, put together a solid first aid kit for you and your family. And then, of course, like I said, the hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, they are prescription strength. So we can help you with the prescriptions in all 50 states. But don't wait till things get crazy or they take down the internet or, you know, we have a cyber attack and then you can't reach us, you know, and then you're struggling. Or people call me and expect me to, like, I need hydroxychloroquine right now. You can't get it right now because you have to see us and then we have to send it to the pharmacy and our pharmacists have to ship it to you. It might take a few days to get to you. So it's always good for you to be prepared because when you're prepared, you're not going to be scared. So that's what I'm saying. So, and then the last part of it, of course, is the supplements that we have. We have, like I call it, trifecta pandemic supplement. You can get it in pill form if you're a pill person, or you can get it in the liquid form if you want to take it as a drink. One of the things that we did during this time, during this whole COVID fiasco is that we started thinking about the things that are happening to people during COVID. For example, there are people that were losing their hair during COVID. So people who have COVID and then they get hair loss. So we did something called COVID Hair Vites that has like keratin, biotin, and ashwagandha that will help people with hair loss. And it really works. And then there were people that were having so much anxiety and couldn't sleep. So we did COVID sleep. COVID sleep has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin, so it can prevent COVID. But on top of it, we put melatonin and ashwagandha so that if you're having sleep issues, you can take your sleep aid, and that sleep aid can also have vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin to help you build your immunity against these viruses. And then, of course, COVID light, like I said, has just about everything. We had Covita spray for people that have allergic symptoms. You know, there are people that have like seasonal allergies. It also has vitamin C, D, zinc, and quercetin. But what else it has? It has neem. Neem is a natural anti-allergic medicine, so that when people can be able to take it, I get seasonal allergies, so I usually would take neem. I take Covita spray and it really helps me. And the good thing about the Covita spray is that you can spray it in your children's mouth. Like for babies, like 1 to 2, you can put them one spray in the mouth. When they are like maybe 6 to 12, you can give 2 sprays, and after 12, you can use 3 sprays. So we've been able to help children that have colds and stuff like that. I know children usually don't really have COVID like that, but parents still get scared because, like I said, there are a whole bunch of other viruses. And then we have also the immunovites for children. So if you go on our website, you're going to see the trifecta packages if you take that, it covers all the viruses that they are bringing out now to build your immunity against all of them. This is not medicine. This is supplements that help to build your immunity. They have zinc. If you take the trifecta pack, if you take it in the pill, you have the zinc, you have the Sarracenia purpura, you have quercetin, you have everything you need to cover, whether it's Zika, COVID, whatever. And then if you're somebody like me that likes the drink, you know, you can take it in the energy drink. So, and if you use promo code Alex on our website, you will get a discount. So we did this every time they bring something up, and this is my promise to the American people, I'm a very practical person. You know, my brain kind of works. It's wired to be very practical about solutions. So what I do is that if they bring up anything, I go online and I start digging to find out, have there been any natural things that can use to help this particular situation? And then we sit down and we put together these formulations. All these are my proprietary brands. We put them together. We put them together and then we send it to the manufacturers, and then they manufacture it for us. We're not buying their products. We actually tell them what they need to put in the supplements and exactly how much need to be put there. So we have basically put together a lot of just things that can deal with all the viruses that are happening right now. You know, the good thing about it is that, like, when I come on Info4 right now, you go on the use promo code Alex. You know, when you use promo code Alex, you will get a discount, but it also helps to fund InfoWars, because I pull up the promo code and I'm able to, you know, be able to give like a big donation to what InfoWars is doing, or be able to support this show. So when you go on drselahmd.com and you use promo code Alex, you're not just, you know, getting your health benefits. You're not just supporting us to do a lot of the free work that you do, but you're also supporting InfoWars and the work that Alex Jones is doing. We know just how much work he's doing and how great he's been to us, and just how much information that he has given us over the years. So please do not forget to use promo code Alex on our website, whatever you buy on our website, to make sure that, you know, we know that you saw it on this show and you're able to get a discount. Then we're able to also help to support what Alex Jones is doing. So that being said, I was watching, can you play the last part of that Yuval Noah video, let me, so that I can comment about it before we go. From where you paused it.
The ocean of fake and junk information. If you want to know the truth, you need institutions like newspapers, like academic associations, like courts, that develop mechanisms to sift through the evidence and decide what is reliable information and what is unreliable. Mm-hmm. Again, it's not heroic, but this is always the answer, and we need to do it again with the current information revolution. Think about the politician you most hate in the world, or think about the religious movement or the ideological movement that which was the worst in history from your perspective, and take a few minutes to think, what would they do?
Yeah.
With the technologies that I'm developing right now. COVID is critical because this is what convinces people to accept, to legitimize total biometric surveillance. If we want to stop this epidemic, we need not just to monitor people, we need to monitor what's happening under their skin, their body temperature. Like we walked in here, we had to go through a body temperature test. Well, I think maybe in a couple of decades, when people look back, the thing they will remember from the COVID crisis is this is the moment when everything went digital. And this was the moment when everything became monitored, that we agreed to be surveyed all the time, not just in authoritarian regimes, but even in democracies. Okay. And maybe most importantly at all, this was the moment when surveillance started going under the skin.
Okay. All right. So you see what Yuval Noah is saying here is so important that you understand. The reason why we tell people that build your immunity so that you don't get any of these diseases, so that you don't get terrified into going to take a vaccine, is because all these diseases, their job is to get surveillance under your skin through the mRNA vaccine, period. Or mRNA jab. I don't even know what is a vaccine. mRNA jab. They want to get surveillance under your skin. And the Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 13, verse 16 to 18, that there will come a time when he will cause all, both great, small, rich, poor, born free, to take a mark on their hands or in their forehead. And you're not going to be able to buy or sell if you don't take the mark. I know a lot of people talk about the mark of the beast. It is here. It is ready. And how are they going to get you to accept surveillance under your skin, or to put this mark under your skin? Is, of course, disruptive events. And one of them is in the medical part. You know what I'm saying? So when I say people need to be ready, stock up food, water, and everything, Make sure you have a good first aid kit in your house, and make sure you get the medicines that you will need for your family, and get the supplements to build your immunity, is to make sure that you can stay healthy and strong, so that you don't get terrified by the latest virus that they throw out, and you become so scared that you're willing to take a mark under your skin, or you're willing to allow them to inject you. As we are speaking in Africa, when they talk about mpox, you know, I was talking about RNA viruses. Mpox or monkeypox is not an RNA virus. It's a DNA virus. So zinc doesn't work for it. But of course, that's where we have pox defense or Sarracenia purpura. But in Africa right now, where monkeypox is raging, they're already shipping millions and millions of doses of mRNA vaccine to Africa. Why? Because Africa did not take the COVID vaccine. Why did they not take the COVID vaccine? Most people in Africa did not get sick from COVID like that. Because when they got sick, if they got fever and achy, it felt like it was malaria. And they went over the counter, they got hydroxychloroquine. Or if they had river blindness, they took ivermectin. And those things treated them. So people did not really get sick from COVID like that in Africa. And because of that, they were not terrified to take the vaccine. But now they are trying a way to bring the vaccine to Africa. So send this video to your friends and family members all over Africa. Tell them they don't need to take any monkeypox vaccine. They should look for Sarracenia purpura. Build their immunity so that they don't fall for the vaccine. And the same thing here, whether it's equine virus, West Nile, everything. Even right now with our children, a lot of the childhood vaccines right now, they want those childhood vaccines to be mRNA. And they are doing that just so that they can inject and corrupt our children and be able to monitor everyone. Like Yuval Noah says, they want surveillance to go under your skin. I don't know whether the mRNA vaccine is the mark yet, but I do believe that the mark is going to be a currency. And if you already have the mRNA vaccine inside of you, you can easily be programmed. And they can easily say anything and you will believe it. You know what I'm saying? But be careful. Give your life to Jesus. Make sure you're prayed up. Make sure you read the Bible. When you read the Bible towards the end of Revelation, you will see that God wins this battle. You will see that the Lord Jesus will come back, rapture out the church. Just so you know, there's going to be a time when true Christians are going to be raptured out so that God can deal with these demons, destroy them, remodel the world, and we can live happily ever after on this earth, heaven on earth. Earth was created for humanity. We're going to come back and live here after the Lord Jesus deals with these demons. So there is hope. Give your heart to Jesus. Make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. Make sure that when something happens, you have that hope. Also, read the Bible. Know the Bible for yourself. And then, of course, like I said, build your immunity chest. Build your immunity chest with our vitamins and supplements. Build your immunity chest also by getting the medications that you need. Build your immunity chest by getting the over-the-counter medicines that you need. And of course, all the other supplements that you need to make sure that you're healthy. If you go to drstellamd.com, drstellamd.com, if you use promo code Alex, you will be healthy. You will help support the things that we will do. And we will also help to sponsor the Alex Jones Show. So now, the last thing I'm going to say is I'm going to pray for everyone listening right now. Remember that God gave you and I custody of our world. Learn to pray. If you go on our website, like I said earlier, look under the Better Ranch tab, you will see Firepower Ministry tab. Go there, pull up prayer, start learning to pray for yourself, learn to pray for your family. People are like, well, how do I pray? Right there, you're going to have the prayer points that will teach you, walk you one-on-one on how to pray in case you don't know how to pray for yourself. Father, Lord, I thank you for everyone listening to the sound of my voice right now. I pray, oh God, for the veil to come off their eyes that they'll see the glorious light of the gospel. I pray that people will be healthy. I pray, oh God, that your will be done in this country. Your will be done. Thy kingdom come and let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Like I said, Elohim Adonai, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Elohim Adonai, oh, thy kingdom come in America, oh, thy will be done. Thy kingdom come in our elections, let your will be done. Thy kingdom come in our lives, so let your will be done. So begin to pray that God's kingdom will come in your life, in your family, in your church, in your city, in your house, and let God's will be done. Remember, we have to speak for God to do it. The Bible says in Psalm 45, that your tongue is a pen of a ready writer. So whatever you write, whatever you speak, that is what God is going to do. Don't speak evil. Don't speak fear. Begin to speak life over you, over your family, and we will win this battle in Christ. We are strong. Go to drstellamd.com. Get prepared. Get ready, because when you are prepared, you are not scared. And always use promo code Alex Jones so that you can get a discount. God bless you, and we'll be back next time. This is Dr. Stella Emmanuel with Bible Science and Current Events, hosting the Alex Jones Show. God bless you.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD. Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Naturally sourced.